This is the extended cut, powered by Vodacom.
Hi, this is Yada KC, your girl from MP.
Hello, my name is Rabona Chabane.
Hi, this is Iman Kuteka.
Molweni Nonke. Elam Ikama Ngukaraboko Daniels.
Goeiemiddag allemaal. My name is Esmeralda Ramsey.
I'd like to wish you a happy Women's Month.
Kerata holaka letza bomme lebasadi. Kwedi ente e atle healing.
And I want to wish you a happy Women's Month.
Ndila panje ndizongonela bonke abafazi inyanga emnandi abasekhini.
Ali prachtige vrouwen. A gelukkige vrouwe maand toewens.
And this is to all the strong women. May we know them, may we be them, and may we raise them.
Nhlaleni bahle njalo.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio.
Hey, what's up, what's poppin', everybody? It's your girl, the coolest kid in Mhlabeni, your girl, Bahle. Welcome to the extended cut, and as you know, I'm never alone.
Because why would you be? Otherwise, ken nangonyana pirara betinerin as LSD, the most seductive voice on the extended cut. I can't even say on radio anymore. Guys, my tagline. Otherwise, welcome to the extended cut.
Welcome, 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 welcome. How has your week been?
Yo, man.
It's been long.
It has. But I think my biggest win this week, was finding food that was on sale.
Really?
Right? So they had a sale at something. You know, I will talk about this for years and years, because I know that this economy is not going to change. Inflation is just going to, you know. But eggs were 50 bucks, guys. Eggs, that's
is it
a
like
win.
The 30 tray?
30.
For 50 rand?
An entire 30. Yes, my dear.
I saw it.
I swear. I was like, if we all die, we die, but we'll talk about this day. We will talk about it. Okay? So that was definitely that. And academically, otherwise, give one now. Look, kepe puti akiti motoa 130 kgs. I'm wearing flip flops. It's raining. One shoe is broke. You can imagine. Yeah. So that's just definitely been my week academically. But otherwise, I've been good. And what about you?
Oh man, it's been a hectic 3 weeks, guys.
How fancy?
Thank you, fancy. Late tomorrow, I'm writing 2 papers. Like.
My girl.
I'm not okay. Girl. I'm not okay. Send help. Send money, please. Because, you know.
Definitely.
But hey, man, what are 3 songs that got you through the week?
Oh, I've been in my feels, right? I've been fantasizing on my life. Fantasizing about my life, right? There's a song called Soft by Nyasisi and Nusi My Money. That song, okay, when it was first released, everybody was hyping it and all, but I was like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna let it marinate nyana.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna listen to it, right? So I've been listening to Soft because I wanna be like Rick Ross, working hard to live soft. It's just really been my motivation, actually. It's a very nice song. And Chemtrails, Over the Country by Lana Del Rey. As well as Henry Come On, also by Lana Del Rey. So my week has been chilled, a little motivational and sad, I must say. But yeah, and what about you?
Hey, man, I also been in my feels.
Why not? I mean, wangwala, sissy.
Kangwala, guys. I feel, it's not like, I had break, I pumi skoleni, guys. I pumi mafanini pumi skoleni.
Mara siyabonga.
At least
it's something.
At least, so okay, this one I must say,
yeah,
TikTok kind of influenced me into listening it. So it's not about my feelings. I'm not heartbroken.
It's about TikTok.
Yeah, so Renee Rapp recently released a song. Renee Rapp.
Oh, I don't know her.
You know that song that says, "Now my tummy hurts. He's in love with her."
Oh, you can sing. No, sorry, I was focusing on that now.
Okay, so. That she sings that song. So she released another one, which basically says, I think I like it better when you're across country. Right? So basically speaking about her recent ex and how she prefers her being in a different country. Because, you know, sometimes distance
is good.
Is good.
Yeah. Right?
All right, cool. I've also been listening to Rihanna's love song.
Which song is that? Why?
It's with Rihanna and Future. Love song.
Love song. Oh, yeah. I thought you. I thought you meant a love song by Rihanna.
No. The song's name is Love Song, guys.
I'll check it out.
Check it out, please.
Plugging me, I see.
Yeah, I'm 90.
And the third one?
And the third one, I guys, also influenced by TikTok, Tululuti.
Tululuti.
Thank you, Mari. Yeah.
I think that's on our top. We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
We'll get into it. All right, so we went around campus asking people what songs got them through the week. You know, it's been a tough week. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and also you might just stand a chance to win a little goodie bag from Vodacom with these little voice notes.
Uh-huh. Mm. So, otherwise, we went around to hear what people are saying. And let us hear what everyone is saying, or was, or said. Rather said, yeah.
Let's get into it.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Morning, good afternoon, good evening. Depending on the time of day you're listening to this. My name is Dagaro Nemarude. I'm a student in North Campus. And yeah, I've been asked to give you guys a song, three songs that shaped my week. And I'd like to start off with the week. The week has just been, I would like to say, a bit terrible overall. It's been a hectic week going all around, working on my car, working on a lot of things, you know, just a lot of getting dirty and oils. As much as I am a student, I do part-time working on things. I just like being dirty with my hands. So because of that, the first song I like to dedicate, the first song is, the first song is Umawengane. Umawengane, the song is a part where it says, I think it's talking about how much we love cars. So my love for cars, I believe, as much as I can take some time away from school just to work on my cars, shows my love for cars. And yeah, it's been most of my week working on the cars and everything. And the second song, so this one comes from the things I do, a hobby that I've got into lately. I've been trying to learn to play guitar. So I listen just got a guitar and just been trying to practice to play a song. And this song I've been trying, it's just been buzzing in my head every single time I go to the kitchen or I just stand up. And I've just been trying to learn it on the guitar. And the second song is Love Yours by Justin Bieber. So that is the second song that I've been playing around my head to represent how, I don't know, dedicated to music I've been trying to be. And finally, that song, as much as I had a stressful week, very bad week, I guess, it always turns up good. The last 2 days of the week always make, sum it up and make it good again. So this is a song dedicated to the weekend, because as much as I might have a bad week, I'll always have a good weekend. And is this third song is, what is it called? That song is Ngeke Nipilive. Because you will never believe the weekends I have, especially after having such a bad week. Yeah, that's it for me. DK out.
Thank you so much, Takalo. And do you have any other listener? Do you have any other listener?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's hear who else. Okay, so I must, let me, just a little comment on Takalo. Takalo's, I love how he celebrates the little things as well, for lack of a better word, right?
I love that he has a car. Like, as a student, that's a dream.
Yeah. And, you know, also, like, appreciating the fact that there's, for me, it's like, there's music. I had a bad week, but guys, at least there's music,
yeah.
You know? And also learning different skills and stuff. That's cute. Nice. It's very,
learning
very
how
nice.
To play the guitar. Shout out to you.
Always wanted to play a guitar, but I can't to save my life. Otherwise, let's hear Hore, Bare, Baring, Baba.
And I'll be telling you three songs that have shaped my week. The first song is Hide by Mexico Draw. I love the song. I recently fell in love with it. I heard the song of TikTok, and yeah, it's a good song for me. I like it. It's trap slash rap. Yeah, I like the beat, everything about it. Yeah, nice song. And then my second song is Crave You by Flight Facilities. It's a good house song, nice, song to bob your head to, nice song to listen to. Very relatable in my part. If you know, you know. Give the song a listen, yeah, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And then the last song, probably the most relatable of all, is Digits by Young Thug. There's a popular lyric that says, horses don't stop, they keep going. And yeah, this week I've had to be the horse. Couldn't stop. I had to keep going because school has just been way too crazy. And yeah, I just had to keep going. Otherwise, yeah, I would have been cooked. But yeah, now those are my three songs. Thank you very much.
Hi, Madibas. My song of the week is It's On Again by Alicia Keys featuring Kendrick Lamar from the Amazing Spider-Man 2 soundtrack. It is an inspiring anthem about perseverance and the struggle to be a hero, even when faced with overwhelming darkness and challenges. The lyrics emphasize the inner strength and fighting for what's right. My second best song of the week is I'm Blessed by Charlie Wilson. This song is about celebration of a gratitude and joy for life, good things, and to appreciate God for family and daily blessings, such as waking up each day and seeing loved ones. My third song of the week is Conqueror by Empire Cast. The lyrics emphasize self-empowerment and someone who rises above challenges and criticism to achieve their dream. The lyrics highlight overwhelming mistakes, facing adversity and refusing to accept defeat, and perseverance against those who doubt or undermine you. So yeah, that is my top three songs of the week that I listen to that has helped me get through the week. Hopefully they will help someone else when they listen to those top three songs.
Hi Matibas, my name is Lesego, and three songs that shape my week are Giyozama by Kabza the Small. I chose this song because it always motivates me to do better and become the best version of myself that I can be. I know sometimes things may seem difficult and others looks impossible to achieve, but this song acts as a motivation. The second one is Nomcebo, is Khola Mayawamba by Nomcebo Zikode. This week I was going through a rough patch. Everything was so overwhelming and tests added to that. So this song is about finding peace and solace within oneself despite the challenges and hardships. The last one is Aye by Davido. I recently got in a relationship with someone who's not that financially stable, but is able to provide for all my needs and meet my daily needs. So it shows that love is not about material luxury, but it's all about genuine connection. So you don't really need that much money to be happy. Sometimes little things matter.
Yep, and like Manana said, it is the little things that matter. And yeah, man, I'm like, so guys, music is beautiful, man.
Yeah, it has a lot of like sentimental meaning.
Yeah.
It just gets you through the week.
Literally. Like, I heard one of the voice notes where someone said that it helped them, you know, like somehow, somewhere. I don't remember the exact words, but that it was more like a coping mechanism for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, moving on, let's talk about the culture, music, and the music culture.
Yeah, so speaking about music, you know, that has gotten people through the week.
Yeah.
It's in the top 10 that is taking our Madiba's community by storm. Mm-hmm. And we will post these on our social media platforms later on. you know. But yeah, so last week, let's start with last week, you know, so we can ease into what's going on this week. So last week, sitting at number 10, we have Mr. Media by Tyler. We had 9, Tholukuthi by Jazzworks, featuring Mahu. At 8, we had I'ma Get Down by Something Soweto featuring Blackie. 7, we had Isaka by SZA and Jax Works. 6, Ipupu by Kazuru Small. 5, Uzizwa Kanjani. 3, Intandato. 2, Bengicela. And 1, Tyler with Dynamite. And sitting at number 1, we had Deda by Something Soweto.
Hey.
Yeah. Deda. So, dude, I love the song, but like, I don't know, Nate, I was very conflicted with, I liked it on TikTok. And I was like, oh, I can't wait until he like releases it. And then when he released it, I was like, oh, but I've heard it so many times now on TikTok.
Yeah.
And then I gave it time to like cool down. And then now I'm in love with it again.
Please listen to Yebo.
I love it too.
Yebo is so beautiful.
I think 2 weeks ago, I was only listening to Something Soweto to all his songs and Dandad's whole Yebo, Deda.
Spitty Pity. Back to Spitty Pity as well.
Dude.
What an album.
It was between him and Usjava, but we'll talk about that another time.
I was about to say, hey, tough competition that one.
Very tough.
Very, very tough. But, and of course, but now number one has changed, I guess.
It's changed, yeah. We've got Tyler with Dynamite. I'm going to play you guys a little something, something. You know, just to get you guys in the feels.
We go back to back, we go 9 to 9. Body on dynamite. Take it to my posy, we can finalize. Backstroke on it, swimming in the kit to the bars. Do everything to me, my baby, don't stop. You don't need.
Amen. Tyler's.
This boy, make me dance.
I don't think Tyler's ever had a bad song.
Not really bad, but like she's had okay songs.
She had okay songs. Please, never had like
please don't cancel me. But,
but I don't think she's ever had a bad
song. She hasn't really had bad songs. She's just had okay songs and like songs that were like, yes, this is Tyler.
Yeah.
You know, songs like Bliss for me.
Yeah, Bliss. I don't know, man. I'm down for Mr. Media. It's been on repeat.
I haven't heard Mr. Media. Everyone's talking about Mr. Media. Like, I haven't listened to it fully. Like, it's always on stories and, yeah, but I've never really listened to it.
Mr. Media, really?
I should listen to it.
Okay, let me give you a little preview.
Please do, for anyone that's like me.
Mr. Media.
I like it. I think I only hear ghost story.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So first, what was happening was people were like, "No, why is she stealing?" But they didn't realize that Lime Crazy is also a. He also wrote the lyrics with her, so they didn't see that part, and then they were bashing her for that, and then they So basically, they've been bashing Tyler about her sounding like Rihanna and basically all these things. And then, so then now, this is her clapping back, like, what I do, what I say is none of your concern.
Mr. Media.
Yeah, we are Mr. Media. This is her clap back. So she's saying, I should be meaner, or I should be me now. There's like
a thingy, what's that?
She's playing with the words. It's
That one.
Yeah.
That one, what's that? So, like a. She said what? Repeat that again.
It's I should be me now, but it's also I should be me now.
Like a double entendre.
Yeah.
I think that's the. Yeah, double entendre.
All right.
And.
So even Doji reacted to this. And she's like, yeah, she's clocking us, you know.
I want to comment on that, actually, yeah. The whole thing about her, I think one thing that people don't realize is that if you pay too much attention to such things, now you end up missing the true talent. Do you get it? Because if you listen to, someone told me the other day that Miley Cyrus sounds a bit like Lana. All right, which is true. You can hear that, okay, this is Miley and this is Lana.
Yeah.
But obviously there'll be something that
makes them different.
That like distinguishes them from one another. Yeah. You know, and I think it is actually the same with Tyler and Rihanna. Guys, here we are. Sometimes Batubatotswana here and there. And even in the way that they sing, you see it sometimes when you listen to a song, you think it's this particular artist, and it's not.
You
find that they aren't even trying to imitate the other. That's just how they are. Now you miss the true talent, excuse me, if you focus on that particular thing. Like if you focus on whether they sound the same or not and who's copying who.
Like just listen to the song.
Just listen to the song and enjoy. If not, pass.
Why do you need to like bring people down?
Yeah.
Like, okay, sharp. She sounds like Rihanna. Maybe she looks up to Rihanna. She has mentioned in interviews that she would love to partner up with her
song.
So it's really not that deep, guys.
Yes. We have people like Usi Maimane that sound rather like Nasty C. Right? And we all like, yeah, we love Usi. That's him.
Exactly.
You know?
So yeah, speaking about, you know, people trying to bring people down. What are you know how people, you know that whole thing of like having pretty privilege?
Ooh, a horse.
Yeah.
A horse, like, and a donkey.
Yeah, like, I remember someone was talking to me and they're like, yeah, but like, you have pretty privilege. I'm like, yeah, pretty privilege. Like, yeah, like, can you please explain it to me?
Yeah.
They're like, no, you can get away with stuff because you're pretty. And I'm like, sorry? No.
Well, no. Yeah.
Do you believe the same thing?
Please, yes.
You believe
that thing exists?
No.
That's why I'm saying a horse and a donkey. Guys, sometimes you are just pretty and you are loved for that. I swear, it is like that. In as much as we try to, obviously try to make everyone feel good about themselves and everything. Guys, if you walk into a room and you look like this and I look like this and the other person looks like that. And it's the prettiest one. Who are they going to look at the most?
The one that smells good.
Man, please don't try this.
Okay, so the reason why I'm bringing this up me is because I wanted to talk about the disadvantages of being pretty. Yeah.
Sometimes you're used, guys.
Yeah.
I see it a lot in, let me use this particular film, right? There's a film called Giriboni. Natasha Tahani is starring in the movie. Now, she is pretty.
Yeah.
And over time, she's told so much that she's pretty. And they start using her, right, for being pretty. And sometimes it's not even anything that will be advantageous to you, but rather to the next person, to the person that is selling you, right? So if you're pretty, but somebody will be on a pedestal, you know, or not even that. Let's just say, but somebody will be a mola and... Let's just say it as it is. Bao Pais. You know, they sell you to whoever because you're pretty. That puts you in a weird position, I must say.
No, I get it. I was okay.
Yeah.
So I was watching this interview and they were saying how this girl, they believe that she got the job because she's pretty. But like, okay, Shab, I mean, maybe pretty privilege counts for something. it gets you somewhere.
It does.
But now I hate the fact that people look at you like, oh no, she's just a pretty face. She doesn't have brains or like, there's something beyond that pretty face. You know what I mean?
There is that preconceived idea of how a pretty person is just, the whole saying, right? Of beauty with no brains stems from there in particular.
But we have Usara Langa. She's a gorgeous looking.
Nomzamo Mbatha.
Dude, all these people are educated. They've got brains, by the way.
And very pretty.
Exactly.
So I think it's really that it's a stereotype as well that if you're pretty,
bring pretty people down.
Yeah, automatically you're dumb. Like it's some mona ale, the moment you say, oh that girl is some mona ale so or pretty like grade 10, high 15. You know, like okay, like, but I okay, just said she's pretty.
You know, why did that side comment have to like be put there?
You get. So I think that's also another thing that you look down upon. Guys, we should really just say it as it is. Yeah. Some people tend to perpetuate, to rather say certain things to make themselves feel better. Say certain things to other people to make themselves feel better.
Yeah.
Right? That's just how it is. If I bring you down and I say certain things to you and I see how they make you feel, I feel better.
True. And also, the whole thing of like trying to make yourself feel better by bringing someone else down, this is the other thing that's bothering me.
Yeah.
Like, when you do those self-depreciating... like when you say something bad to yourself, like, yo, guys, I'm so fat today.
Yeah.
Or I feel ugly today. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe sometimes you should be like, okay, you feel ugly today. Tell me more. So that continue, keep doing that to yourself.
Yes.
So that you can be like, okay, no.
I think I've said enough.
Yeah. I need to come back. I need to pick myself up. Because no one owes you anything. No one's going to pick you up. You need to pick yourself up.
That's just how it is. And people tend to forget that.
Yeah.
Guys, it starts with you.
Exactly. What I say about you isn't really going to change anything. But what you say about yourself is going to change something.
But back to the whole thing of pretty privileges. Pretty privilege, that is a real thing. Guys, it is true. It is like that.
I mean, use it for good.
But you know, yes,
if you know you're
I was
pretty,
about to say, use it for good. And don't let people exploit you. Don't let people
take advantage. Don't be the friend they say, bring your friend. Don't be that friend.
Oh, you know those.
Yeah, don't be the friend. Don't be that friend, guys. Don't be the friend they add to. Hey, guys, please bring your friends. Nah, don't do that.
Oh, all my friends are pretty.
Don't do that.
All my friends are pretty. Please buy us drinks. Yeah. That is pretty privilege, by the way.
Is it?
That is. Sometimes you're just pretty. And then sounds like, just because you're pretty.
And you fool in Leo.
Just because you're pila. And sometimes you think it's just because of that. And there's more to it. Hence, I always tell people that there's nothing for mahala, guys.
There's nothing for free.
Despite the fact that you think you're pretty and you can get all that you want. Sometimes.
It comes at a cost.
Yes. You just had to. Oh, my God.
Like, you know, gapela. So, use it wisely.
Oh, man.
Amen.
You got me thinking.
Yeah.
You really, really got me. No, like, you got me thinking with this whole thing of your pretty privilege. Because it is a thing.
It is. And it sucks. I can tell you, I actually did get a holiday job because someone thought I was pretty. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Can I work for you?
And they're like, yeah.
They're like, yeah, sure, do it. I was like, bid.
You see?
I mean, so shout out.
Now you see.
Use it for good. Use your power for good.
Yes, but please be careful as well.
Yeah.
Definitely. So yeah, otherwise moving on
to the conversation of the day. Have you ever had a friend visit you and they just don't want to leave? Like, or a family member, like, I don't phone you come, but, and you're like, okay, you know, I remember visiting, this was in high school.
Yeah.
You know, I went to this guy I really likes place because we were going to a party. So we started there and then I met the mom and I met the sister and then we went to the party. And then later on, the sister hits me up and then she's like, oh, Tina, we like ate quickly before you came. I'm like, huh?
I'm like, you? Wait. And they said it to you.
She said it to me. I don't know if she thought it was a joke or what. Because she was young, dude. She's young.
No, she was like, honest. No.
And then she's like, no, we ate like just before you came. And then we put like the food and everything like away. And I'm like, okay, I didn't go there to eat. I was there for like a quick hey.
I'd never visit again.
I never went back. But like now I'm like, did they not want me to come over? Like, but I was invited, so I don't understand what was the problem.
What are you? Oh no. They really didn't want you there. Why were you visiting a lot?
No, it was my first time there.
That's weird.
And it wasn't even a thing of, okay, no, we're going to stay. It's just the thing of, you know, when you go pick up your friend and you guys are going somewhere? It was just that. It was like quick pickup and then we left. I didn't even stay there for like more than 10 minutes.
Bro, I was not even going to eat your food.
Exactly.
That's weird. So we...
I was like, oh, okay.
I feel so weird.
Okay, but that was like years ago. So they are forgiven.
Yeah.
I'll probably never see them again.
Years ago, but I never visit.
I'll never go back.
But I generally am not... I don't like visiting people.
I don't visit people. Don't like having visitors over.
Yeah. With visitors, I'm very selective. You know, I hate places where I feel like I'm visiting. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to put it. Like, I obviously have family, right? That's fine. But if... with my family, it's quite different, you know. But with friends, it's a thing of... I don't want to be... Guys, with family as well, I know my limits, right? But with friends, it's even worse. I was like, I don't want to... You know...
You can stay for
my family is fine. I know where the fleas is. If I need the fleas, I'm going to go fetch it and sit here.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, with my friend, depending on how close... Bro, I just don't like visiting. Let's just put it there.
For me, it's not about the whole visiting thing.
Yeah.
It's about the fact that I just don't like leaving a space where I'm comfortable being. Like, I don't want to leave home to go to a place where now I feel uncomfortable.
Just want to be home.
You know, like, what if you're hungry? Or, like, what if you have a tummy ache? And now you can't be like, oh, you need to sit and wait and be told. Like, okay, now we're eating. There's the bathroom. There's the kitchen. You know, like, that's... Mm-mm.
But people that... Oh, guys, people that don't want to leave, I know those people. You know, I have this thing of, like, this thing, if people are cooking, right, and they get out, maybe I've been visiting for, like, 2 hours, because I time myself, believe it or not.
No, but I feel like if I invite a friend over, I'm like, hey, Jimmy, pull through and come eat. It's not Jimmy, pull through. If it's pull through... Just no good
to see. Pull through for dinner. Pull through for lunch. Pull through for whatever.
That's the only time I have a visitor over. Yeah. I'm like, okay, no, I feel like cooking for my friend today. I'm going to cook for my friend today. But if those unexpected visits, I don't have even an egg to give you. What am I going to do?
What am I going to give you? And culturally, as Black people, when a person is visiting, you need to offer them something.
Yeah.
Right? We know that. It's a rule. If someone's... Even water is fine. Even juice. Mm. Whatever you have to offer someone something. Mm. So you find that I'm visiting a place, right? Mm. The moment kutla, the plate, something, right?
Something's cooking in Shaba, the kitchen.
I leave. And I'm not even going to take time saying my goodbyes. Mm. I'm literally going to be like, okay, it's okay, Gaza Maya. I don't want... You wonder even when they're like, no, we're about to dish up, please stay. I try so hard
to leave.
To say, hey, I have to leave next time when I come.
Next time.
I'm going to eat your food. But for now, and there's also a German saying, pare, when people are like that, people that don't want to leave, just say, I feel visited enough. And yes. But it's also that thing, sometimes you really...
Do you tell people, like, Trim, I think it's time to call it quits?
I want to learn how to do that. But no, I don't. What I usually do is that... Okay, this is not... Usually, I plan my day.
Mm.
So, having a person, right?
Yeah.
Having a person visit me, I'm going to literally tell you, at 5, I need to start doing this and this.
Yeah.
At 7, I need to... Because... I think maybe sometimes people don't understand that
I'm very planned out person. Like,
yeah.
This time
I need to be doing this.
I need to be done with that thing by this time. I need to go do this.
I need to go shower. I need my me time.
Yeah.
That's also in my daily schedule.
My me time is my sleep time. If you disturb my sleep, we're going to fight.
Big time. I am going to fight with you.
We will fight.
Oh, my.
We will fight. So, speaking of your friends or your family was visiting for too long, we went around campus asking you, when do you think it's time for your friends or your family members to leave? So, let's take a listen.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Depending on the time of day you're listening to this.
Sorry, guys.
Hey, Madibas, my name is Charles, and I'll be telling you 3 songs that have shaped my week.
Goodness. Okay, guys, sorry. Technical difficulties going on over here.
You know, like, Hi, Madibas, Bano here again. So I was asked the question of, when do you think it is appropriate for a friend to leave when visiting you? This question actually hit home. So I had a friend she came over to visit me for the day and afternoon. And, you know, as a person, you love your own space. And once in a while, you just want to sit up and be cooped up in your room, in your own space, and just breathe. And my girl was here from 3. At 8, I'm like, hey, bro, Chomi, aren't Uber's going to get expensive now? Like, you know, it's time to go home. And she's like, ah, Chomi, no, I'm still going to stay a little longer. And that's where it gets difficult for most friends. Because now, how do you tell your friend, ah, Chomi, I want my own space. You know, like, I want to, you know, I just want my own space back, you know. Because, like, now it's going to feel like you're chasing them out and stuff like that. And as a polite person, I kept quiet and, you know, just carried on having the conversation, which was no longer as fun as it was before, because now I'm genuinely just in need of my own space. And Chomi went on and on and on up until midnight. And she was like, ah, Chomi, you know what? It's too late for me to go home now. Uber's unsafe at this time. I think I'm going to sleep over. Again, being polite, I was like, no, it's fine. And I feel like this is a problem most of us are faced with because, you know, friends sometimes just overstay their stay. Because when visiting a friend, like, especially someone you're not that close to, like, you know, 1 to 2 hours on a casual day, that's it, you know, like, yeah, finished. And then, you know, unless, you know, the person that invited you was like, ah, no, man, Chomi, no, man, just stay 1 more hour or 2 more hours or stuff like that. Like, I just feel like we should respect each other's spaces, you know. Like, the ideal time, if you come visit in the morning, midday, 2, 3, you know, you should pack your things and go, respectfully, please. Or if you visit in the afternoon, latest, 8 p.m., you know, you'd be like, ah, Chomi, let's wrap it up now. Because there is no polite way of saying, ah, Chomi, I want my space, you know. Like, you just have to be polite and be like, ah, no, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, at the cost of your space. Mm. So I just feel like, as friends, when visiting each other, let's just be considerate of our friends and not overstay our stay. That's it from me. Thank you.
No, definitely. Oh, but no, you will never, ever, ever visit me again. Personally, I feel like if that was the case, you'd never visit me again. I'm so sorry. Just don't come.
Really?
No, don't come anymore. Like, I'm dead serious. Because when, Chomi, you want to overstay your visit, I gotta be. And the thing is, she's right about the whole difficult thing. Mm. Sometimes, as friends, and I think this is also the same with me. From time to time, if my friends, okay, this has never really happened, mm, but I tend to do it with some of my friends. I will call you out, you know? And the thing is, if I call you out, you stop being snacks towards me. Like, mm, dude, if you consider, if you think about it, mm, you should understand that this is a friendship thing, right? We should respect each other. If you don't like me doing this, then if you don't like me coming to your place for too long, and you tell me, that's fine. And if you want me to come to your place for too long, it's not fine according to me. And you need to understand.
Like, let me know.
Like, we need to understand that we're different. And if, mm, you communicate how we feel, it's better. I like when you come and and you see that my face doesn't want you here.
Yeah.
You can read my face, Pelora. I don't want you here.
If you see me looking at my phone a bit too long, I think it's time for you to leave.
I'm tired of talking sometimes.
I've been talking. Even if we're quiet, ne? Like, as soon as you know that silence, like that 5 minute hump, Ntombazan. Hump.
Bruh, like, not even in bad blood, like, leave. And it's best if you're transparent with each other.
Yeah, so that later on it doesn't become a fact of, no, Hope doesn't want to leave.
Yeah.
Or, you know, so... By the way, I'm Hope. Don't think I'm calling in when I ask. It's not, you know. Let's do it again.
My name is Charles, and I was told to answer the question about when you think a friend should leave when they're visiting you. For me personally, I think it depends on your relationship with that friend and what you guys agree to do on that day. So if you guys agree to study, then you study, then they leave when they're done studying. Or if you guys just decide to chill, then they leave when they feel it's time to go back to wherever they came from. But yeah, I just think it depends on what you guys agreed on doing. But obviously, let's say you just happen to run into them, it shouldn't like be a thing of, oh, now I'm going to stay here and then I'm going to leave whenever I want, without considering the other person who's like hosting you. So yeah, that's just what I think personally.
All right, thank you guys for sharing your stories.
But I have so much to say. It's just that we're gonna run out of time. But yo,
hey, guys. I hope we've emphasized this enough.
I hope we have.
2 hours, Megs.
Do not overstay. But sometimes we want to also talk with other people. We also want to do
especially
other
family
things.
Members. You know, now your parents are talking for too long. Now they're going to start talking about you.
Calls.
Or they're asking, why are you washing the dishes when your child is here?
Why aren't you at your house also washing dishes for your child?
Exactly. Or letting your child wash your dishes.
But it's really not even out of disrespect. I feel like sometimes people should just also know their place. Talking about instructing people on what to do at their own houses and being too vocal about it.
Yeah.
I feel like you're also getting too comfortable without even sounding mean. You should really know, okay, I'm not supposed to say certain things at other people's house. Like, yeah, even if I say it in my heart, it's fine. If their cat is sitting on the couch with me, maybe I need to leave as well. Because I don't like cats. But I can't say, tell your cat to go outside or something, you know. So, yeah.
I get you.
So, it's definitely that. But, yeah.
You know what time it is. It's game time.
Of course. It is time for a supply guy.
Yeah, man. It's been a long week. I think let's, you know, cool down.
Unwind a bit. Nah. So, the game is called Cap or No Cap.
Yeah.
Right. And, these are obviously random questions.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Let's hear.
Should I start?
Yes, please.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so fact or cap, you're not really South African if you haven't danced to a DJ Maphorisa track at Groove.
Fact.
Fact.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, guys, my brother has how many songs in South Africa?
A lot. He's featured in most. He's been in most. Literally, most of the songs we dance to now, he's in.
Yeah.
So, there's no way you can be like, no, guys, I've never danced with DJ. Asoze.
You have.
Asoze, Yenzegala.
Man's in there, you did. You danced
you
to it.
You were there.
Asibe happy. You were there.
You were there.
Izolo. Yabo. All of them, Shem. So, cap or no cap?
Yeah.
Rihanna sings the song Platinum.
Yo, I don't care.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, you know, it's on this diamonds. Head, diamonds. Yeah, I'm like, platinum. Like,
yeah.
No way she would put platinum and diamonds. Okay, cool. So, cap or no cap? If Gabza drops a song today, there'll be 3 versions of it by tomorrow. Slow jam, remix, and piano gospel.
Cap.
Yeah.
Cap.
You can't outdo the doer. You can't.
Only he can do that.
Exactly.
No, cap.
You can't outdo the doer, guys. It's cap.
Please. Okay, so my question to you is, no one really knows the lyrics to the soil songs, right? Mm. Most of them. But we all hum like we are a part of the group.
Fact. I hum. You would think, I think the one I know, like bar for bar, would be "We're Your Family." That's the one. And then I said, then we go too fast. And
we all think we are not Zika. Must be at some point. Like,
guys, I truly believe I can sing like the soil. And if you tell me otherwise,
I'm going to
talk to my lawyer because I'm not available.
Oh, yes.
Okay, last one. Fact or cap, going viral on TikTok is more powerful than radio play now.
That is true. Fact,
yeah. I feel like artists blow up on TikTok and then that's when the radio promotes it more.
Yes. And radios even talk about these TikTok TikTok trends.
TikTok makes us have conversations.
Mm-hmm. Last one on my end. I'm a piano is just a trend and won't last. another 5 years. I wish I could say support your ass. But yeah.
Okay, this one's complicated.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
But which one do you think you would...
I'm going to say cap. Are you going to fight me on this? I feel like I'm still going to live on.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, but it's complicated because it going to die down at some point. And then Amapiano took over. And then they put the two together. And then, you know,
there's
so...
Yeah,
so...
I'm kidding.
So, I don't know. I feel like music's very evolving, man.
And yeah.
They just give it different names, but I feel like we're all vibing to the same thing, even if it's not the same thing.
So you think...
I'm still going to say cap. I feel like Amapiano is still new, so the next 5 years...
But Amapiano has been there.
It has, but it's been blowing up a lot.
Yes.
Recently. Mm. Not recently, but you know.
I don't really know how far Gom dates back.
Yeah.
But with Amapiano, I think, before Bang Bulai, around Bo Kilak before, right? But obviously there was a show called, I forgot that show, where everybody was, I remember a video of Kilakawati. Was it Kilagao? I think it was him. Amapiano, but about Jobe, you know. So I'm talking about people that died years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And we still have Amapiano doing the things now. And I think with Amapiano, the reason why it's not really dying down as fast as Gom did is because it's branching out into different things.
Yeah, even Elaine jumped on it, and she's R&B. See? Now we have you mentioned him earlier, what he sounds like, Nasty C.
You see, my man?
Yeah.
You see?
They're hopping
on. Hip-hop,
yeah. Yeah.
So hence I'm saying that it's also that we also have private school Amapiano, yes, which is a type of Amapiano, but so hence I'm saying Amapiano could be the root for, please, I have a bad analogy to use here.
Yeah.
But
like a tree. So.
It's like a tree, and it's just branching out into different things. And that's why people are able to sort of tap into their creative side while incorporating Amapiano.
Yes.
Oh, so I tried. I really, really tried. But yeah, we're about to wrap up, actually. Any remarks you have?
Keep pushing. We're almost at the end. You know, if you're still writing like me and you feel like you want to cry every 5 minutes,
got you.
This is over, right? This is over strong.
Music. Listen to music.
Music all the way, man. Like, just one song just to keep you in high spirits. Listen to it. Osoba writes.
Definitely. Otherwise, just to share my socials, I really have nothing to say. I'm just here to say, hey, le para alivi la segama, guys. That just means... Yo.
Yo, I saw this. I saw this quote.
What is
if
it?
Oh,
what
is... Okay, no, but it's so bad. Uh-huh. But like, let's see if let's see if a para can find drugs, even if they don't have money, you can also succeed. You can also push and
yes,
and you know, kuzumela, at the end of the day. So
kuzumela, try to make ends meet somehow. Just but what lepara means, lepara lewa lesekam is just. Hey man, I can tell a paraking, but a thug, oh please, Pretorians, please forgive me. But it's more like saying a thug, not a thug as in a thug that you know, but like, you know, the cool thug, doesn't really experience a downfall. But what happens is that they, oh guys, yes, Sana, they don't fall, they trip. And look, there's no direct translation, but I think let's just keep it at that. Le para aliwi la sega, that's just it.
Keep pushing.
Yeah.
That is it from us right here on The Extended Cut. You can catch me on Instagram at @its_Bentley.
And you can catch me on all socials, actually, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Oh, X, yo. X, right? Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp. I'm kidding. Lestivalo_Rakhadi. So, yeah. Bye! Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio.
Opula pule Madiba's Radio.
Utelerije Madiba's Radio.
Otecha deza Madiba Radio.
Omametzi Madiba's Radio.
Atlaisa na Madiba's Radio.
Dalile I Madiba's Radio.
Ulaleli Madiba's Radio.
Niko chechereza Madiba's Radio.
Orenje Madiba's Radio.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio, opening up the way for you to be heard.